Masechet Eduyot Perek Het Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah will talk about Shivat Zion, when the Jewish people returned from Bavel to Eretz Israel with Ezra, the re-sanctification of Har HaBayit, and the bringing back of the Bet HaMikdash and the Korbanot. There are four levels of holiness to Eretz Israel. There's the land of Israel itself, Eretz Israel, we have Shemitah. There's the city of Yerushalayim, where Kadashim Kalim, lower level korbanot, as well as ma'aser sheni, could be eaten. There's the azara, where the korbanot are sacrificed, where the shechita happens. That's the level of Har HaBayit itself in the outer area of the Bet HaMikdash. And then there's the hechal, the building of the sanctuary itself, where the ulam, where the kodesh, where the kodesh hakodashim are. And this is the highest level of holiness. When Yehoshua came originally to Eretz Israel, he sanctified the land of Israel, but he only sanctified it while the Jewish people were there. When the Jewish people left and they wanted to return, they needed to re-sanctify the land of Israel. It's something that they had to do permanently. And when they did return, when Ezra did return, he sanctified it for that time and for the future in perpetuity. Kidsha l'sha'ata v'kidsha le'atid lavo. The question becomes, what about the Temple Mount itself? What about Har HaBayit? Did Shlomo HaMelech, when he sanctified it, was it sanctified only l'sha'ata, while the Beit HaMikdash and the Jewish people were around, or also was it le'atid lavo? And that's the machloket in this Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to say they needed to re-sanctify it, and they needed to do something. They needed to build walls around the Hechal and around the Azara in order to show its sanctity once more. And it actually was very relevant. It was very needed because the Persians allowed them to build the Beit HaMikdash and then stopped them and allowed them again. And it took them 22 years to build the Beit HaMikdash once they returned to Eretz Israel. So they needed to do, they wanted to do Korbanot right away. They didn't want to have to wait for the completion of the building. So they had to do something. They had to put up temporary walls in order to make sure that they could start the Korbanot process right away. While Rabbi Yehoshua is going to say, no, Shlomo's sanctity was also for the future. There was no need to do anything when they returned to Israel after they left Bavel. And that's where the Mishnah picks up. Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati keshahyu bonim b'hechal, says Rabbi Eliezer. I have a tradition that when the Jewish people returned from Bavel and they were building the Hechal, the sanctuary building in the second Bet HaMikdash, Osim kila'im la'hechal uklaim la'azarot. They made curtains for the sanctuary building and also curtains for the azara, for the courtyards as well. And when they were starting to build the second Bet HaMikdash, they wanted to do korbanot immediately, so they put up curtains right where the walls would later be built, and therefore they were able to immediately start bringing korbanot. Ela sheba hechal bonim mibahutz, uba'azara bonim mibifnim. The only difference between the two curtains that were put is that when they were building the hechal, the sanctuary building, the curtains were hung within the walls where they would eventually stand. In other words, the builders built on the outside of the curtains so that people would not enter the sanctuary when they were building. They put them, the curtains, a little bit in, and then the wall was right outside of that. We're talking about the Hechal, which is the more holy place, as opposed to the Azara. Uba'azara bonim bifnim. When in the case of the Azara, the courtyard, the curtains were hung outside the place where the walls would stand, and they built the walls on the inner side of the curtain. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. According to this, there was a need for a re-sanctification of these holy spots. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, there wasn't a need. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Shamati Shemakrivin Af Al Pi She'en Bayit. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, I have a tradition that when they wanted to bring korbanot, they were able to bring those korbanot, even though there was no Bet HaMikdash whatsoever. There were no curtains around the area of the Hechal. Ve'ochlim Kache Kadashim Af Al Pi She'en Kila'im. And they were allowed to eat the korbanot of greater sanctity, which have to be eaten in the Azara. They were allowed to eat it there even though there were no curtains around it whatsoever. Kadashim kalim u'ma'aser sheni af al pi she'en homa. They were allowed to eat the korbanot of lesser sanctity and ma'aser sheni, which both could be eaten in Yerushalayim, even though there was no wall around it. She'kidusha rishona kidsha l'sha'ata ve'kidsha l'atid labo. Because the first sanctification that happened of the Beit HaMikdash and of Yerushalayim in the time of Shlomo HaMelech took effect not only for that time, but also later on in the future, after the Beit HaMikdash and the city of Yerushalayim were destroyed, these areas were holy afterwards. There was no re-sanctification process needed. Therefore, korbanot could be brought in that area at any time, even before the building of the Beit HaMikdash or before the curtains. There was no need for curtains to be put up.